Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline from MassinSports.com's School of Rock. He is the man, Rockabaco. What's up, Rock?
How you doing, guys? I'm ready to keep on rocking you, baby.
There you go. I promise you. Hey, Rob, before we ask you Orioles question, I want to ask you just a general baseball question, man. So Sunday I'm watching, I'm at the Main Street Cigars. We got three TVs up, and the middle TV has the primetime football game on. And I glanced over to the TV on my left, and I saw this Gold Glove, 2025 Gold Glove. What are they announcing, the finalists? What are they doing? And they said the first base winner of the American League Gold Glove. I'm like, is that the Gold? And I Googled. So you're – ESPN is showing the Gold Glove ceremony in the middle of a primetime football game? Is that not the dumbest thing ever?
I mean, I know they are announcing, like, finalists for the award, but I got to be honest with you. The Orioles, I knew, wouldn't have one in any of those four categories or any of the major ones, the Gold Glove, anything, so I really have not been paying attention. I didn't pay attention to Silver Slugger either. It's just been a down year. But, yeah, apparently they thought that was a good time for Rawlings to promote the Gold Glove.
We're talking about free agency and hoping there's some kind of big move made. I guess we all are. The one person that's come up, and the three of us seem to agree on, Framber Valdez, we'd love to see up here. Anybody you'd like to see come this way?
Any starter of that caliber, whether it's him or somebody very similar, absolutely. Now you're going to obviously have to spend significantly for a number one or two starting pitcher, and are they willing to do that? You get creative with a trade like they did with Corbin Burns. So I still say it's easier to do than signing a free agent because it's not about the money, and it's not like he has a choice. You go and get him, and I feel like they've got the prospects that they could go ahead and get that kind of deal done. Valdez would be terrific. Obviously, he's a little bit of a loose cannon. But, hey, that's fine. I mean, it would help if you had some more veteran leadership in a clubhouse in case you need to reel them back in. But I feel like a top starter has got to be first on that list. And whether that's a one or a two, you slot behind Kyle Bradish. For all we know, Trevor Rogers may end up being a one because I think it was a pretty big sample size. I still don't go into camp counting on that. I don't go into camp counting on Grayson Rodriguez finally being healthy.
Never.
You got to go out and stud starting pitcher to pair with Bradish and Rodgers, and then anything you get out of Grayson, that's a bonus. I mean, you need multiple starters. You need somebody for the back end of the rotation as well for depth. Dean Kramer, you know what you're getting there with a 4 or 5. That's fine. A little over 4 ERA gives you innings. That's fine. But they need that big-time starter.
Hey, Rock, as far as a bat in the middle of the lineup, do you see that via trade? Is there someone you think they covet? Would they even be in on someone like Kyle Tucker, in your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, I think ideally they'd like a right-handed bat because you've got, you know, Beavers and Cowsers as left-handed hitters, and they would like to supplement that with somebody else. But, you know, you take a big bat where you can get it, and it just seems like outfield is the way to go. Again, I don't know how much they're going to spend, but the infield seems pretty set. I saw some suggestions. Hey, what about, you know, Bo Bichette? And I'm like, you probably have a better chance of getting Dante Bichette because there's no place to play that guy in that infield unless you're going to trade somebody or make, you know, Jordan Westberg a, you know, utility guy. And it's just, you know, he's got to be in the lineup every day. So I feel like outfield is the place to do it. You don't know what you're getting with Tyler O'Neill. Again, it's kind of like Grayson. You can't go in there expecting that he's going to be in a lineup for 140-plus games, as great if he can be, and be that 30-home run guy again that he was a few times in his career. But you can't really bank on that right now. I think you do have to go out, and you've got to get yourself a bat and a leader, like not just somebody – you know, they need that veteran leadership. It can't just be a voice. It's got to be somebody that's also producing at the plate. And there are guys out there, whether it is free agency or, again, whether you get creative and you look for a trade. And I don't know whether that's center field or a corner spot because, you know, Colton Cowser looked good in center. But I know talking to people this past season, they think their best defensive alignment is if he's in left, especially that tricky Camden Yards. So in order to do that, though, you got to go out and get yourself another center fielder.
Rockabago joins us, School of Rock, MassiveSports.com. Rock, before we let you go, we would be remiss not to ask you, today is the press conference with Craig Albert, as he's also going to be there with the principal owner as well as the GM. Who are you looking forward more to asking the question to out of the three?
I got to be honest with you. I'm ranking Ruben Stein last just because I don't really know beyond, hey, do you want to give us the exact budget, which I don't think he's going to do. He's not going to open the books for us. We've been teased in the past, but he's not opening the books.
Well, so, he never teased us. No, that was not a tease from him.
So I feel like it's probably Abernathy. Just, you know, there's a ton of things you could ask. You know, the composition of the coaching staff, I don't know if they're ready to talk about that. I don't know if that's Elias's territory, but I feel like with Abernathy, what are you bringing here from Cleveland to Baltimore? Philosophies, why is this the right fit? You know, things like that. I feel like that's the guy. We've never talked to him. I want to hear that Boston accent. It's kind of like Mark Wahlberg. And that's what I want to hear. So, you know, I feel like he's the guy today.
Hey, Rock, we're not going to bury the headline here because you thought we brought you on to talk baseball. Your Vikings play the Ravens next. Is that J.J. McCarthy kid real or what?
I mean, you saw it kind of comes and goes. It's a little clumsy rolling out of the pocket a few times. I'm not buying it. It's kind of like The Godfather. Every time I'm out, I think I'm out, they pull me back in. I'm not falling for anything. They're still a last-place team. I still think they're soft defensively. I'm not buying them. So, but you know, I feel like the Ravens are the team that's gaining more of the momentum right now. McCarthy, I'll take him over Carson Wentz. Trust me. But that's not saying a whole lot right now.
Absolutely.
There he is, Rockabago. Rock, we look forward to seeing your take on the press conference today on School of Rock.
I will be there.
All right, thanks a lot, my man. 410-583.
And for people that don't know,
457 is the number.
Rock's a Vikings fan.
Big-time Vikings fan. I don't know how that happened. Mm. He's from here, right?
Could be, but growing up without a football team, man. People flocked out of the
Rock's older than me. He ain't grow up without a football team.
How do you know? He was a baseball guy, and then he finds football. What if he liked the Vikings in the 80s, man?
I was 13 when they left.
What if he liked purple people eating? You don't know.
So, but I'm saying it wasn't because he grew up without a team.
He grew up without a team, man.
No, he didn't.
No team here.
The Colts were here.
Yeah, they left in 80-something.
84.
I know. Yeah. I was 5 or 4.
I was 13. He's older than me, so he didn't grow up without one.
He was in the gym doing curls. He wasn't watching football back then. Yeah, okay. I'll get there somewhere. Right. Some point. <Yeah. laughs>
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.